Watch, Kamala Harris tells 5 lies in 2 minutes about Trump and race. By Joel B. Polak on October 23, 2020. Senator Kamala Harris, DCA, told an audience at a rally in Atlanta, Georgia, that President Donald Trump is a racist, citing 5 proven lies in 2 minutes. Here is the full text of Harris's remarks, followed by links to fact checks showing that she lied. They say, "Are you saying you think he's a racist?" Yes. Yes. Because, you see, it's not like it's some random one-off. We have seen that pattern going back to him questioning the legitimacy of Barack Obama, 1. Going back to Charlottesville, when people were peacefully protesting racial injustice in America. A woman was killed, and on the other side, you had a bunch of neo-Nazis, wearing swastikas, carrying tiki torches, slurring, throwing out anti-Semitic and racist slurs. And Donald Trump said, "Well, there are fine people on both sides." 2. A president of the United States, who referred to Mexicans as rapists and criminals. 3. A president of the United States who made one of his first policy initiatives to ban Muslims entering our country. 4. And then stood on that stage and would not condemn known white supremacists. And then doubled down and said, "Well, they should stand back and stand by." 5. This is not reflective of who we believe we are as a nation. We need a president who acknowledges systemic racism, who acknowledges the history of America and uses that bully pulpit and that microphone in a way that speaks truth with an intention to address the inequities and bring our country together. And that is Joe Biden. 1. Trump questioned Obama's eligibility to be president. He did the same with Senator Ted Cruz, RTX, who was born in Canada and later produced evidence of his mother's U.S. birth. Trump applies the same standard to everyone. Proof. 2. Trump never said the neo-Nazis were fine people. In fact, he said they should be condemned totally. Harris knows that she is lying, because Vice President Mike Pence told her the truth to her face at their debate earlier this month. Proof. 3. Trump did not refer to Mexicans as rapists and criminals. He was referring to people who entered the U.S. illegally, making clear that he was not even talking about all illegal immigrants, and some, I assume, are good people. Proof. 4. Trump never imposed a Muslim ban. He restricted travel from terror-prone countries identified under Obama. Most Muslim states were unaffected, and the ban was upheld at the Supreme Court. Non-Muslim countries are on the list. Proof. 5. Trump did condemn white supremacists at the first debate, as he has done often before. When he said "stand down and stand by," he was using the language the moderator asked him to use. Also, the Proud Boys are not a racist group. Proof. Joel B. Polak is senior editor-at-large at Breitbart News and the host of Breitbart News Sunday on Sirius XM Patriot on Sunday evenings from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. ET, 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. PT. His newest e-book is The Trumpian Virtues, The Lessons and Legacy of Donald Trump's Presidency. His recent book, Red November, tells the story of the 2020 Democratic presidential primary from a conservative perspective. He is a winner of the 2018 Robert Novak Journalism Alumni Fellowship. Follow him on Twitter at @JoelPolak.